Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation with those in the performing arts right here in South Central Alaska. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along again on this Friday afternoon. Today, my guests are from Perseverance Theater, and they're presenting their annual presentation of A Christmas Carol, the classic story by Charles Dickens, as adapted to the stage by our own Anchorage playwright, Arlisha Jones, along with Michael Evan Haney. And my guests are two of the actors with the show. We have Aaron Wiseman. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We also have Danielle Rabinovich. Welcome to the show, Danielle.
Thank you.
And as always, we have Josh Lohman, who is the general manager of the Anchorage Perseverance Company here on our show. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Aaron and Danielle, you're both playing two of the fun parts, among many. You play several parts, but you're playing Christmas Present, Aaron, mm-hmm. and Christmas Past, Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
How fun is that? That's got to be a lot of fun to play those parts. We all know the story of how Ebenezer Scrooge is taken on this journey through all the different areas of his life, and he's accompanied by these ghosts of the Christmas present and past. Let's start with you, Aaron. You're the ghost of Christmas present.
Yeah, this is a blast. This show, the size, the magnitude of this production it's a blast. And in particular, I think every year, this year in particular, we evolve a little, and this becomes we've sharpened. This performance this year in terms of presenting the stakes involved and really showing the transformation of Scrooge and all the elements that go into that. So I enjoy this immensely, playing multiple roles between the ghost of Marley, then the young Marley, and then Christmas Present also. So for me, it's a challenge and a blast.
And you've been with the show now. This is your third year?
This is my third year.
And have you played the same parts every year?
Yes.
So you're just revisiting old friends.
I am, and honing and refining. So it's cool to have an opportunity. I think that's a cool opportunity as an actor.
It is. And Danielle, this is your fourth year with the show. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And the same parts?
Mm-hmm.
You yes. must have the lines memorized.
Hopefully. yes, it's been wonderful. I love it. It's not often that you get to revisit characters like this and sort of put a project away and then revisit it. So we've gotten to explore a lot of new things. There are some changes this year. And it's a wonderful time. It's great. Really, literally get into the Christmas spirit.
And that was a pun, obviously, literally being
literally.
A play on the fact
of spirit.
And Josh, we touched on the fact that this was Danielle's fourth year. This is the fourth year that the show's been done here in Anchorage, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Give us a bit of the history of how the show has developed and how it got chosen by Perseverance, and perhaps a bit about Arlisha and Michael.
Sure. It's actually a really great story. I mean, we were looking for something to do. And we'd worked with Arlisha on a couple other things. We'd done her play, Rush It Everlasting. And she's a poet. I mean, before she was a playwright, she was a poet. And her way with language is just phenomenal. And Michael has worked with us before on other projects. He's known Art forever. And he was originally directed it for us, but he was working at Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park and directing it for like 20 years. So he knows the story backwards and forwards and loves it. And so we kind of took his brain and Arlisha's language and mushed them together to make this thing that just sounds beautiful. And it actually kind of turned into an even bigger thing because kind of on a side note, Arlisha's play that she wrote, Summerland, just premiered this year that Michael directed in Cincinnati. So it kind of like that project led to this next project. So kind of that's one of the evolutions of this is to get another one of Arlisha's plays done, which is a great it's kind of cool. But anyway, it's because it's just a universal story. And it's one of those things like especially for Christmas and it's been going since the 1800s. But every time you look back at it and it's. This is what Christmas is about. This is what being a human being is about. It's looking at it and going, ignorance and want are the things that we have to avoid. And ignorance will lead to doom. And if, we can sit there and go, oh, what about the prisons? What about the workhouses? These guys can take care of themselves. It's fine. And then you have to look it in the face. And that's what Scrooge has to do. He has to look all the things that he's saying in the face. And that's what past and present do to him. And that's what kind of gives that conversion, looking at these human beings in the face and seeing what their problems are.
Which is interesting because, you know, one of the main challenges of doing theater, as we all know, is to make every performance the first performance, right? Mm-hmm. And so the audience, although they know that Scrooge is going to have this transformation, you as the characters, even though you've played these parts several times, are still trying to get him to see that, aren't you?
Absolutely. And that is part of that challenge, a time-tested story being told again, and of course each year for us again, but to bring the joy and the lesson and all of that fresh each performance, each night, and sometimes twice a day.
And some people have not. I just spoke with someone yesterday. Some people have not ever seen this show at all, any version of it, or read the book. So we are, you know, there are people out there that this is a brand new story for them. So we want to make it fresh, not only for those that have seen it before, but for those that have never seen it, because it is this joyful story of redemption that we want the world to know. Like you said, human, you know.
Yeah, human beings. Human and beings. It's, I mean, that's one of the things about theater is you get to go watch other human beings and be in the same space as them and experience the thing with the other people with you. And I mean, anyone who does it knows that every night is different. Like you might be doing it again, but every night's unique for different reasons.
For sure.
Well, Danielle and Aaron, I want to just follow up a bit on my question about acting here. Because do you ever feel that sometimes your character may not win, that you still have to fight to win? Have you ever thought about that?
For me, as past, we're fighting for his soul. So yes, I'm fighting for him. I'm trying to help him get him to see, the error of his ways. So absolutely, it's a challenge.
It's a constant fight. Just sorry to interrupt, but those tuning in, we're talking about A Christmas Carol being presented by Perseverance Theater with Aaron Wiseman, Danielle Rabinovich, and Josh Lohman. Go ahead, continue, Danielle, what you're saying.
I was just saying, absolutely, it's a constant fight. It's a battle for his soul and whether or not he knows that. It's great to be able to be a part of that.
It is. We have talked in the direction of this and the evolution of it each year about that notion, especially, well, from each of the spirits, and that includes Marley being a spirit that has come back to warn him of the three Christmas ghosts. That, and especially in Marley's case, we've kind of tied some stakes to it that I need to convince him to take this seriously, or my eternal soul is kind of on the line. This is one chance for me to kind of gain some small redemption in what I've created for the hell, if you will, that I've been relegated to, or the afterlife that I've been relegated to as Marley, having really seeded Scrooge's life as this curmudgeon and money grubber, you know. So we do have attached those stakes to it that I need to be sure to get through to him, because part of this is helping me.
Well, you mentioned something that we forget about, that this play is really, in a sense, Marley's play. Because if he doesn't succeed, where does he stand? He's condemned to, what, roam the earth forever, or who knows?
Right, in the afterlife.
In the afterlife,
yes,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it is in many ways. And there are some other texts out there that are about the story from Marley's point of view, which is interesting. But absolutely. It is in many ways about because Marley was so influential in Scrooge's life. And there are scenes in the play about that that are borrowed heavily from the book. Of course, this is all based on our adaptation of Dickens. But that's a big part of it, is that the stakes for the spirits in terms of they must be certain to get through to him. And that's important. But otherwise, if they don't succeed, if Scrooge doesn't find the error in his ways, they've kind of failed at their job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Danielle, you play some of the parts as well. You play Mrs. Dilber and Catherine.
Yes.
Talk a bit about those characters.
So Catherine is a party goer at Fred's house. So Scrooge visits them on Christmas. He visits or his nephew always invites him to Christmas dinner, and he always refuses. So he visits the party where they're attending. And Catherine is a character from the book. Mrs. Dilber is Scrooge's laundress, so she does all the laundry and cares for the clothes and things. And we have a really fun scene with Mrs. Peake, also. and where Scrooge gets to see what happens when the people that he thinks maybe are close to him in his life maybe aren't so much. But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Josh, you had a bit of a knowing chuckle there.
Oh, it's just a great scene where they're divvying up his goods after his death. And it's a fun little thing where they're just like, I stripped this off of him and I took that. And he, you know, if he just had someone who actually cared about him, it'd be great. But it's a great scene. It's fun.
Well, you know, you mentioned, Danielle, you played these two parts, Catherine and Mrs. Dilber. And it occurred to me that Scrooge is being led around to see things. And both those characters are different parts of kind of the classes around him, aren't they?
Definitely.
They represent the different classes, the kind of people who he treats. So how – I know this is a sort of a deep acting question for this part, but are you addressing those images of what Scrooge is dealing with in his life in terms of the class struggle perhaps, or is that just something that's there in the show?
That would probably be a question for Kevin, for his character, how he sees the class. But absolutely for me,
Kevin T. Bennett, who's playing the part of Scrooge.
Yes, playing the part of Scrooge. Mm-hmm. And his choices there might be different than mine. But for me, yes, it is taking a look at the different class. And we even talked about that a little bit in rehearsal, where, you know, you have the upper class. Basically, if you don't have money in this time, in this era, it means death. So there's a huge difference in, you know, what does money mean to this person right now? A lot of people that are struggling, you know, it means sickness. It means if you don't have food, if you don't have water and those necessities, literally not having money means death. So the stakes are pretty high.
And so Scrooge, of course, Kevin is not here, but he has to have money to stay alive.
It's
true. What you're saying. So his transformation is even deeper than just looking at people having fun and he's not having any. He has to reevaluate his life. Is that right, Aaron?
Yes. Well, certainly. And, of course, with Scrooge's fixation on money as kind of the ultimate goal is where, you know, he becomes so singular in that sense. So just coming back toward humankind, you know, is his journey, so to speak, I guess, mm-hmm. Away from money being the ultimate goal or idol, and instead love and connection with other humans, which he had in his past.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. There are some flashbacks about him being a different person when he was younger, aren't there?
Right. Yeah. And as he visits those scenes, he does see he encourages himself to answer in certain ways. Well, they're only reviewing the past, so that right. can't be changed. But it's fascinating. It's
well, fun. We could go on and on about this, but I want to say we were out of time. Sorry about that. But I want to thank my guests, Aaron Wiseman, Danielle Rabinovich, and Josh Lohman from Perseverance Theaters, A Christmas Carol, opening tonight, running through the 29th at the Discovery Theater in downtown Anchorage. Thanks for being here for the show, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And one more note, we'll be taking a short, brief 2-week vacation from Stage Talk. We'll be back after the beginning of the year. Until then, I hope you all have a wonderful holiday season and a happy new year. And stay safe out there. And please go see some live performances. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.